Rome City Council estimates that close to 500,000 visitors have arrived in the city this weekend to participate in Easter celebrations. Many of those are currently in St. Peter's Basilica, where the solemn memorial of our Lord's Passion is drawing to a close. The ceremony is being presided over by Pope Benedict XVI and sets the stage for tonight, when he will lead the traditional Way of the Cross procession, or Via Crucis, at the Colosseum. Lydia O'Kane has been following events marking Good Friday here at the Vatican.
The Passion is the commemoration of the suffering, physical, spiritual, and mental, of Jesus in the hours leading up to and including his trial and execution by crucifixion. It calls to mind the instruments used to bring about his death, the pillar used for scourging, the nails used to inflict the wounds on the cross, the spear that pierced his side. But ultimately, it shows Jesus giving his life for mankind. This evening's commemoration of our Lord's Passion in St. Peter's Basilica, according to liturgical tradition, was divided into three parts. The first was the Liturgy of the Word, the second, the Adoration of the Cross, and the third, the Rite of Communion. Lending a solemn note to the occasion this evening were the interspersed strains of Gregorian chant. It was only recently that Pope Benedict said the use of Gregorian chant should be privileged in his apostolic exhortation, Sacramentum Caritatis. The homily for the service was given by preacher to the papal household, Father Raniero Candelmesa.
Stavano presso la croce di Gesù, sua madre, la sorella di sua madre, Maria di Cleofa e Maria di Magdala.
It was centered around the role of women, often overlooked in Christ's passion. He said, our world dominated by technology needed greater space for the rationality of the heart, represented by the presence of the women during Christ's suffering, such as Mary his mother and Mary of Magdala. This evening's Passion service sets the stage for tonight's Via Crucis, or Way of the Cross procession, around the ancient ruins of Rome's Colosseum. Pope Benedict will also preside over this commemoration, carrying the cross at the first and last station. Young people from Africa, Latin America and Asia will also take up the cross at the various other stations along the way. Author of the meditations for this year is Monsignor Gianfranco Ravasi, prefect of the Ambrosian Library and Gallery of Milan. He spoke about this year's meditations.
I
wanted to introduce a meditative, contemplative dimension so we can see how Christ's bloodied feet leave the telltale trace of the world's streets of today. I'm Lydia O'Kane.